Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. It's all about leadership, and this week we focus on how do you deal with an attitude problem. Now, perhaps some of the easiest advice is, well, you don't. Okay, so I'll be serious for a moment because that's just not helpful. But attitude problems are difficult to deal with. In fact, at best, they're difficult. They're emotional at a minimum, and they challenge the very advanced skills of even the best leader. There. Still want to deal with an attitude problem? Well, if you're up for the challenge, so am I. So let's take a look at three successful methods to deal with just that kind of issue. First, make sure attitude is really what you're dealing with. You see, employee problems can come in all shapes and sizes. You know this, and you may not always be dealing with an attitude as the primary issue. There are performance issues and behavior problems too, and each have a different solution. In fact, there's an ebook I've created for you that's in the written version of this post, and it'll simply, quickly, and objectively help you determine just what kind of problem you have in your hands. Now, if you want the link for the ebook, check your email or go to contagiouscompanies.com and click on blog in the navigation bar. You'll want to use the assessment in the ebook to determine your exact problem, or rather their exact problem, because matters will only get worse if you use a solution to address, say, behaviors or performance on something as delicate as attitude. And you also will understand just what it means to have an employee with an attitude problem. For example, being late, passing the buck, or sharing gossip are not attitude problems. Thus, our second step, you must recognize what you're addressing. Now, that statement could apply to many things. Recognize the personality of the person you're about to counsel. Recognize their level of stress and how high it is the moment they walk into your office. But in this case, I'm specifically referring to something I want you to recognize, and that is exactly what you're addressing. What is an attitude problem? What does it mean to say someone has an attitude problem? Well, attitude is something people associate with who they are. And if you've called that a problem, the truth of the matter is, it's you who has the problem with their attitude. If it were a problem for them, they would have changed it by now. Whereas other issues are simply about what these people do. And that seems to them much more doable, if you will, to change. For that reason, when you recognize the sensitive nature of such a discussion about who someone is, exercise compassion, patience, and even a little restraint. You may not like their attitude, but if you truly want to see change, you want to find a way to like the person behind the attitude and give them a chance to change. You may, in fact, be the first person who actually addressed this issue with them, and if they see you as a source of support, they're much more likely to be interested in making that change. Third, shift your expectations. I had this conversation with a client late last week, and it was about how we all inadvertently, and often completely unconsciously, expect others to eventually get it and be just like us. Spouses can spend years devoted to the cause of fixing the other. Parents might try to fix their kids, and bosses often try to fix employees. While all are usually well-meaning, you're no more going to change the way someone thinks, speaks, believes, and how they behave, getting them to be just like you. If that's not who they are, then you're going to be able to coax, coach, persuade, or counsel me to one day become a black woman. Now think about that for a moment. And if you don't know me or don't know what my picture looks like, let's just say I am not a black woman. I use this example because it makes it so obvious. You can't coax someone, coach someone, persuade someone into being something they are just not able to be. Bigger than simply misaligned expectations about performance, this issue is about who you expect someone to be or to become as a result of your coaching conversations. You can help someone overcome the source of stress caused by an attitude. You can help them break the habit of showing you their attitude that you don't like. What you can't do is get them to change who they are in a way that is long-term and permanent. Attitude issues are not easy to address, admittedly, and certainly they require a bit of finesse. But never fear, help is here. First, I want you to download your ebook to determine what type of problem you're actually facing. And then stay tuned to upcoming Monday Moments, all of which are designed to help you become a better leader. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.